Friday.
We
had to settle a bet at one point. We had to settle a bet that when Poodle McNoodle came along, I was so excited for Poodle McNoodle and Kitty, Squeaky Kitty, to go on the cruise because I'm like, great. I don't think Fatty can make it, you know, the four shows without doing a second voice. And Adam was like, well, he's always done a second voice. I'm like, no. There was a time, you know, that the BFO was just Fatty without a second voice. So we started back in 2008 listening to, you know, just like picked some random one in May of 2008 to listen to. And of course, completely different than it sounds today. He wasn't like this. He was talking more like this and he was trying to enunciate his words.
for anyone who hasn't listened to the old ones.
Oh, it's worth it. It's on his blog. Just go to the BigFattyOnline.com and just like go over to the left hand side and pick like, you know, 2008, like May or something, and just listen to any random show.
If it can be believed, they're worse. I mean, I don't look, I mean, you know, everybody says how ruined his show is, but I'm telling you, listen to like,
hold on, are you saying that, are you saying that Poodle McNoodle makes the show better?
I think so.
Wow.
Well,
it's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
If it can be believed, they're worse.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2151 of the BFO for two, I say, Tuesday, the 26th of April, 2016. Yo, coming up on today, say it with me. Y'all, I'm gonna finish telling you about the weekend, and guess who's back?
Yes, Big Fatty, guess who's back?
Hello, reuniters.
Yes, Big Fatty.
Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, you're
Big Fatty, you're reuniters because we've been reunited. Yes,
it's true. And y'all, Poodle is back, and so is Squeaky Kitty, and
Big Fatty, we have got all kinds of stories to tell you about the Meow Meow Cruise, and before we get to that, y'all, I realized that I missed a few things when I was telling you about the weekend. Yes, Big Fatty.
Yeah, I guess y'all, one of the main things this past weekend was the block party here at Fat Acres. And y'all, I went to it mainly because there was an advertisement in the newspaper.
Big Fatty, be honest, you went to it for the barbecue.
That too. But anyway, y'all, the advertisement was from the folks that I bought the villa from. Their real estate agent is main real estate agent for one of the builders in phase three of Fat Acres. In fact, he was the one that showed Big Fatty some of the original places here in phase two of Fat Acres. It said that he was going to be there. So I wanted to go out and just say hello and catch up with him a little bit. And it was just lovely. He remembered Big Fat.
Big Fatty, how can he forget?
Did that, and y'all, I picked up some brochures, and y'all, all I gotta say is phase three is gonna be pricier than what Big Fatty played.
Big Fatty
paid for the villa, and y'all, that's the base price. That's before they adding the upgrades. You know, everything it comes in. It's kind of like when you see a price of a cruise.
Big Fatty, yes, we all know about a cruise. I'm gonna tell you about mine in a minute.
It's true, you are. Anyway, the price. They always quote you the lowest price, but you know, everybody wants to have a veranda. Yes, Big Betty, we love a veranda. And so you know that's when the price jumps up. But you know, that's how they get your price. Yes, Big Betty, that's how they get you. But y'all, they had the six different builders there, and picked up some of the house plans and things and all, just to be nosy. Yes, Big Betty, that's you. And y'all, then I had me a little barbecue lunch. Y'all, they had it was a company. It wasn't organic. Oh, Big Betty, Peter G wouldn't have liked it if it wasn't organic. Well, that's true. But anyway, there may have been some artisan bread. No, there wasn't artisan bread. Y'all, they had cone bread. They had cone bread. Oh, Big Betty, we love cone bread. And they had pulled pork, and they had little slider buns if you wanted to make your little barbecue sandwich. I got me a piece of cone bread though. And y'all, they had grilled barbecue chicken. Y'all, I picked up a couple of little wings from that. And y'all, then had the coleslaw. And y'all, then they had chocolate brownies and some sort of apple dump. Hey, we don't need to hear about your apple dump. It was some sort of dump cake or whatever. We had a dump cake, so to speak, on the cruise. Well, we'll get to that in a minute. And y'all, it was just lovely. And there were a lot of people. I don't know if they were all from current residents of Fat Acres. And y'all, they had a jump castle for the children, and they had a guy playing the guitar, and they had little bales of hay sitting out there for you to sit on. It was almost like a hootenanny, and you know. And then of course they had a place, and Granny could have gone to it because y'all, they had the porta pots. Yes, Big Betty, he can't be too far away from a turlet, the other thing is I'm just going to reiterate again how wonderful our meal was at the restaurant
Big Fatty. Shouldn't you be playing a bumper?
It's restaurant recommendation time. It's restaurant recommendation time. Come on, Big Fatty, and make that recommendation for a restaurant for us to eat at, because it's restaurant recommendation time. It's restaurant recommendation time. Let's eat.
Yeah, Gussie. Yes, Big Fatty. I'm here to serve. And by the way, Poodle, Digger, who does our bumpers, sent a little Oh, Big Fatty, what did he say? He says, Big Fatty, never thought I'd really appreciate Poodle McNoodle. Big Fatty, what a nice thing for him to say. It worked. Okay. And so, anyway, Digger, thank you so much. And Poodle, I think that there are quite a few people that are happy that you're back.
Yes, Big Betty, I'm glad to be back, and I can't wait to tell you about my cruise.
And we'll get to that in a minute. By the way, y'all, the yard folks have decided to show up right in the middle of recording.
Big Betty, nobody can hear it. You know, the old gal, she's always complaining about the yard people showing up, and you never can hear a thing.
Y'all had to call the yard folks today and said, can you really trim the height of the bushes back for Big Fatty here at the villa, because y'all, they've just gotten so tall. They're just so tall. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, the restaurant, it was Five North. It was the name of it. And y'all, if you're ever in Charleston and you're looking for a delicious, and y'all, I'm gonna tell you something. This steak, first of all, it was perfectly papayaed. And y'all, it was absolutely delicious.
Yes, Big Betty.
And y'all, I forgot, since it was Durwood's birthday,
Big Betty, was there cake?
Well, there was a chocolate brownie. with some toasted meringue on top and a fudge sauce and all, and it had written on the plate, "Happy Birthday, Durwood." Yes, Big Fatty. Gussie, y'all, yes, Big Fatty, y'all, in the, Big Fatty, Squeaky Cat is on the floor. Okay, he's, fine now, but, y'all, there was a cat in the Villa mailbox, and y'all, it's postcard, y'all, and it's a picture of the, model number 5, the, Bel Air, Colonial Deluxe. It's lovely. It's just lovely, y'all. It's got a mahogany finish and a half couch. It's an eggshell deluster. I can't read that. Interior semi-pipe organ and a panel 3x1 bronze extension handles. And what is it? It's a casket. And y'all, it's gorgeous. It's just gorgeous.
Big Fatty, I know who it's from.
Yes, you do. It's from Dicker. It is from Dicker, and it says, "Brother, I'm always thinking of you." Tom of Tom and Terry and the Chicagos. And y'all, then it's written down here at the very bottom. It says, "All the warmth that wood can give."
Big Fatty, he's vulgar. He's just vulgar. Vulgar, vulgar, vulgar.
Well, that was kind of vulgar.
Yes, Big Fatty.
Well, now, Poodle, I know you want to give us some of the details of the Meow Meow Cruise. I believe y'all left out of Tampa, and then you had a day at sea, and then you were at Cozumel, then another day at sea, then back at...
Yes, Big Fatty, that was the itinerary indeed. Did you get my phone call?
Oh, yes, we got the phone call.
Yes, Big Fatty, I haven't listened to the new shows with my... with my cousin, Canoodle. Did she do okay?
Oh, she was the talk of the 20.
Okay, I'll tell her that. Then she'll probably want to come back.
Well, you know, we'll talk about that.
Yes, Big Fatty.
And but anyway, I'm sure you just had the time. It was a cruise of a lifetime, I'm sure.
Yes, Big Fatty. However, it did not start off. It did not start off so well. We got to the Tampa Aeropuerto, which we all know is Mexican for Aeropuerto, that Daniel Bieber, had just been there, and we had just passed in the night or something. The Amber Alerts mentioned that he was still in the area to be on the lookout. Got off the Aeroplano and the aluminum tube of death and went to collect our valise and Big Fatty. It had burst open. It had burst open and the clothes, my camisoles were all falling out and everything. And Big Fatty, there was this woman standing in front of me. I'll call her Cunty McCunt Cunt, and she wouldn't get out of the way. She wouldn't get out of the way, and I had to put on my orange hat. And anyway, we collected that, and
we went to the hotel because, you know, we had arrived the day before, the night before, and we were staying. And y'all, it was supposed to be a nice hotel, but it was dated. It was just dated. Our little suite was nothing more than a room with a suites on the pillow. And it was the beginning of the cruise of a lifetime with Squeaky Kitty, and we weren't gonna let it get us down. And Big Fatty, the interesting thing is, when we went to get on the cruise, we met a gentleman. His name was Carl with a K. And he liked to play the bingo. He was traveling with, I thought it was a homosexual, but it was they were just traveling partners, kind of like you and Miss Kitty. So Carl with an A and his friend, they kept saying something about being a friend of Dorothy. I never met this Dorothy, but anyway. Carl with a K liked to play the bingo, but his friend did not like to play the bingo and asked if he could play the bingo with us. And I said, yes. Oh, if we play the bingo, we would be more than happy for him to join us. Carl was an elderly gentleman. And so he had his carry-on valise. He had sort of a runny nose, and he was always pulling his handkerchief out and wiping his nose. And I was trying to help him with his carry-on valise, and I knew as soon as I touched it, I should have run to the toilet and washed my hands, but I didn't. And we struck up a conversation, and Carl with a K was just as lovely as he could be. We got on the ship. And what was the name here? Big Fatty. It was the SS Sylvester, and we. And it was lovely. It was all decorated. There were little kitty cat toys for everyone, and the little bowls of catnip. It was just lovely. There were places all over the ship for us to poop, because you know the kitty cats, they like to poop and puke everywhere. And so they were always cleaning that up. So that was lovely. But we got on and we went to lunch in the Sylvester, the SS Sylvester dining room. It was just lovely. There was a little bit of dander in the air. Other than that, it was just lovely. And Big Fatty, I'm getting a little parched. I'm gonna have to finish this at a later date. Telling you about the cruise, I will say that Carl's friend on the second day, Carl's friend came up and was very angry. He had been waiting for 10 minutes to tell us that Carl was not going to be coming to play bingo, he was just angry that we weren't there at the start of bingo. But sometimes you just got to run to the toilet and oh. Oh, Dick, I see. Poodle, that sounds kind of familiar. Oh, Big Fatty, there's nothing familiar about this. Trust me. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely, Tuesday. And, Poodle, I just got to say, it's lovely to have you And Squeaky Kitty back. Yes, Big Fatty, it's lovely to be back. And so there you have it. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at the Dubious Intentions. And Adam, listening to Vera's and Poodle's stories, how would you describe Vera's crew story?
If it can be believed, they're worse.
Oh, Big Fatty, that Adam is a sweet talker. A sweet talker.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.